All right. Next up, we have Sunil talking about machine learning with Beam and Apache Flink.
Hi, everyone. This is my second time at FirstDem, second consecutive year. So folks who have been in the... I didn't ask for that. That's fine. So folks who have been here last year, maybe I've seen our talk about neural machine translation. And I had a live demo of translating German tweets about FirstDem on stage. But yeah, this time around, there'll be no demo for what I'm presenting about. So today we'll be talking about something called weak supervision. And how many folks here are familiar with that, weak supervision or weak learning? There you go. Okay. So I'm a member of Apache Foundation, and I do contribute code to a bunch of projects, including Beam and Flink and the ones that you see there on the screen. My day job, I work for AWS. So the agenda for today is, what is weak supervision? Since I didn't see many hands go up, let's talk about what is weak supervision and why do we need it? And what kind of problems are we trying to solve with weak supervision, and when do we need to use it? And so when you talk about weak supervision, there's something called learning functions, and we'll be looking at what learning functions are. And once you do all of that, how do you scale it out? Obviously, you need to scale it out on a distributed platform. So if folks have heard about Google's paper last year, it's called Google Snorkel Drybell. And so basically, they're trying to scale out weak learning on Google's internal version of Hadoop MapReduce. But we'll be trying to scale this out on Apache Beam. And we'll be looking at sample use cases. So the OSS tools that we'll be talking about as part of this talk is a framework called Snorkel from Stanford University. And it's a framework for programmatically trying to build and manage training data. And we'll see how it actually does that. And of course, we're going to run all of that on Beam and Flink as a backend runner. So I guess folks are familiar with Flink and Beam here. Let me now talk about stateful computations in Flink then, and how stateful computations can be leveraged for real-time machine learning training. So what is the biggest challenge that we have when we talk about machine learning or deep learning, especially deep learning training? What's the biggest challenge that folks who have raised their hands? What's that? Yeah, trying to get labeled training data, right? And especially if you're training deep learning models with images of cats and dogs, you need a million images of cats and dogs and labeled as cat and a dog, right? So, which is very hard to get,